about cost effectiveness, and I'll just ask you this question so I can go around to everybody else. The ones we're getting, what's the cost to us as a government, firstly, and as yourselves, and then what's the cost to the ordinary citizen? Is it free? Is it paid for? Is it going to be a mixture of the two? What is it?
What I would say first is that it's free to the ordinary citizen. Mm-hmm. So any Ghanaian who is going for the vaccine will not pay anything for it. Mm. I'm sure somebody will ask, what about those who can pay? Or what you are saying, that if a private sector want to be part of this, there should be private sector financing. Private sector should try and give the money to government, and government will bring the vaccines in. Because when you are doing a mass vaccination like this in this time of pandemic, you don't give it out that anybody at all can give it.
Can do it, right.
So it will be controlled by the EPI of Ghana Health Service, and we will have a lot of places where we'll be vaccinating. But the vaccination is free. The cost to government are two. As you are aware, COVAX is bringing in about 20%, about 6.2 million. That one, the cost of the vaccine is free to government. But government has to move the vaccine from wherever it is into this country, and they deploy it. Mm. So the cost to government for the COVAX is a freight cost, and also the deployment cost within the country. Two, Ghana government is also dealing with bilaterals to also get some of the vaccine in. Ghana government will buy it, and we want to deal directly with the manufacturers, yeah, of the direct supplier of the vaccine. And that one, the government bears the cost from wherever it is to Ghana, CIF. And then the cost of deployment also will be by the country. So these are all the things that we are doing. I know that also the private sector is also financing. What the private sector is saying, that they want to bring in some vaccines for the corporate organizations.
Right.
But any vaccine that they bring, they will double it. For example, I know that they are bringing about 2.5 million, which means that they are going to finance 5 million doses of vaccine. And Ghana government can use it. And then we will help them to vaccinate all their employees, whilst we use the rest for
the ordinary citizen.
So ordinary citizen, through the segmentation that we've done by population, through the segmentation that we have done by regions, depending upon the case burden, every Ghanaian will, in the long run, as the president said, we hope that the vision is that every Ghanaian who is supposed to have the vaccine will have it. For example, I'll also give another angle to it. Pregnant women were not used. You don't use pregnant women and children in clinical trials. But we know that when a pregnant woman gets the virus, it's more vulnerable than any other ordinary woman. So whilst we are doing the vaccination, we also be doing our operational research. And then maybe say that, can you give it to pregnant women after some time when we are giving the vaccines? We may know that we can give to pregnant women in this trimester.
Right.
In this trimester, without any problem to the woman and to the baby. And from that way, we can then get the numbers that we need, to protect the vulnerable group as much as possible.